Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name and what follows. Psalter 241, the first three stanzas. read the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Numbers 13, the verses 17 through 33. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Numbers 13, beginning with the 17th verse. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Go ye up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, a few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they shall be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. And now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. And now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes, which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. And nevertheless the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched, unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. We hope to remember in prayer Landon, the 2-year-old son of Mr. and Mrs. Brendan Grisnick, who was still in serious but stable condition in the Calgary Hospital. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, how good, how patient, and how merciful thou art unto us and our children. Where thou wast spared us for another week, and in this morning hour we were given to see the light of another day, another Lord's Day, where we may remember each time by renewal that the Lord is risen indeed. Then thou wast yet made a difference where there is no difference, where in the past week We have stood on the cemetery with the mourning family and congregation and friends to bury a 19-year-old daughter, sister, and further family member. Oh, Lord, and may it please Thee to remember the mourning family, and may we be given to be wonder Thy sparing and Thy caring hand, were we and our children, on account of our deep fallen Adam, and on account of our many actual sins, that we all lie under the sentence of death. Oh, if we may see it aright, then it should be a greater wonder when we are still in the land of the living than when we would be laid in the grave. Ah, then it is Thy patient long-suffering over us, that we may still have a place upon the earth and for part of the congregation in Thy house, and the greatest part yet in their dwellings to listen along. Lord, may the wonder become a wonder in our life, by the first time and by renewal. Ah, when we consider what sinful and unthankful creatures that we are, then it surely should be a wonder that Thou yet granteth unto us and our children so many blessings. Ah, then we ask Thee, may it then be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth us and our children to that true, that upright repentance. Ah, that is the work of Thy Spirit, to receive that godly sorrow over our sins with an earnest desire for Thee and for Thy blessed communion. Oh, to be pardoned of all of our sins in the precious blood of Thy dear Son. Lord, may it please Thee to be mindful of us in this very morning hour, and then Thou wast granted by renewal after 5 months, that the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered by renewal in the midst of the congregation, where not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but where the visible gospel shall be administered. Oh, then it is true, there is only a part of the congregation that may witness that visible gospel, although the rest may listen along. And Lord, we humbly ask Thee that it may be made a blessing for us and our children. Oh, remember Thy people. May it be used that their faith may be strengthened. Ah, for those that are tossed with tempest, tossed to and fro, their faith under attack. Ah, may it be granted by the application of Thy Spirit, when they may witness the water. Oh, that by an eye of faith they may be given to look upon that precious blood that has been shed by Thy dear Son, and in that way a church can and shall be saved, Lord. Then we commend unto Thee in a special way these fathers and mothers, where in the time that lay behind, that Thou wast spared life, and that Thou wast given life, by the first time and by renewal in their married life. Ah, wilt Thou grant them a humble and a broken heart? And Thou knowest how it has been in a week of preparation. Thou knowest how that they have come up to Thy house in this morning hour. Ah, may they have been on their knees and humbly begged of Thee, that Thou may be mindful of them, and that they may do for their little child, for their children, for themselves, what is signified in the sacrament, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, O Lord. Thou hast promised to work from generation to generation to that end. May they be children of many prayers, and wilt thou remember and help them with the oath that they hope to make before thee in the midst of the family circles, in the midst of the congregation. Oh, may they be driven to their knees to humbly ask thee that thou may be, they may be found faithful, and who is sufficient unto these things, Lord. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with their increased blessing, but also an increased responsibility, more souls, a traveling to a never-ending eternity. Wilt thou also remember the consistory? Our responsibility has increased, more souls entrusted unto us, and that are traveling to a never-ending eternity, Lord. Remember the mothers with the unborn, and do remember and uphold the barren ones amongst us and those that desire to receive more children. Wilt thou grant a place at thy footstool where they may come with their burdens and with their needs. Lord, remember us and our children with all our temporal needs. And then we remember the little son in the hospital, O Lord. Then it is still pleased thee to graciously watch over him. And in the past days, there has been improvement. There have been encouragements. But there are still many concerns and many unknowns. And to that end we humbly ask thee, O wonder-doing God, wilt thou continue to remember him, and may it be for the purpose of all purposes, that there may come a time that he may be given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord, Lord. Do uphold and remember and encourage father and mother with the other children in this deep and trying way. Remember all the sick and the afflicted. Then we think of a few of our old members with that dreaded disease, and where they are becoming weaker and weaker, where the end is coming closer by. Oh, it is true. Also for them, my times are in thy hand. But, Lord, thou knowest their condition. We remember them for body and for soul, with all the other ones that are afflicted. Remember the difficulties of the body. Remember the difficulties of the soul. Remember the handicapped ones, remember all our elderly ones, and those that care for them. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones, where in the past weeks that wounds have been reopened by renewal. Oh, do uphold them, and may the manifold callings among young and old, and may they be sanctified unto the hearts of us and our children. And now we humbly beg of thee for thy help in the administration of word and of sacrament. Oh, may our eyes be upon thee, and may it be a special and unforgettable morning hour. Lord, may it be for these parents, that there may be among them that matters have transpired before this morning hour, that matters may take place and be experienced in this very hour. And then it shall leave something behind. Then thy name shall be glorified. Lord, we have to confess it is all sinned away. But oh, then thou manifest thyself yet as a gracious God, that thou cometh unto us and our children with the audible and the visible gospel. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us, that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, oh, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge, partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so were they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein, when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with a flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and has led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ, thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation, Father Van Gadra, Mother Van Gadra, Mother Van Essen, Father Van Essen, Mother Vanderwall, Father Vanderwall, Father Van Lira, Mother Van Lira, Mother Van Manen, a Father Van Manen, a Father Den Buck, Mother Den Buck, Mother Van Harten, and Father Van Harten. Fathers and mothers, when you may come up to God's house in this morning hour, then truly you have manifold reasons to be humbled under the mercies of the Lord. Wherein the time that lays behind, that it has pleased the Lord in your married life, by the first time and by renewal, to grant unto you a little child, a precious gift from heaven. Oh, the psalmist has said in Psalm 139 verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And now, parents, how has it now been? In the time that lies behind, have there been those times that you have sprinkled your little children with your tears, with an impression of his goodness and of his mercy? And may he ask you, has been a little more than 5 months where the sacrament was administered in our midst on account of the circumstances, and then some of your children, they are quite a few months old, and parents, how has that now been in those months? Has that now become a burden? Have you now laid it before the Lord that you says, Ach, Lord, now thou hast given me a little child, but that child is still without the sign and the seal of the covenant, without thy thrice holy name, our Lord, may the time be hastened that we may come up to thy house and that we may present our child in a special way before thee to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant. Ah, then what the sacrament of holy baptism, parents, then we do well that we examine our lives, what has went before. Oh, have there been those exercises? Have we begged of the Lord for our little children what is signified in baptism? And now you have answered three questions. And the first one, then you have confessed that your child is born in sin and that it lies under the wrath of God. Parents, believe it with our mind, but have we now been exercised therewith? Our child, our children, father and mother, outside of the renewing grace of the Holy Spirit, then we lie under the wrath of God. Because of our sins, Job has said in Job 14 verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? Then in the second place, then you have answered that you agree what is written in the whole Word of God, the perfect doctrine of salvation. Oh, has that now become reality, that the Word of God by His Spirit has begun to speak unto us, and not only to believe that our children are lying under wrath, that they are lying under the curse, that they are traveling in their natural state on that broad way to eternity, but also what is written in the Word of God concerning that perfect doctrine of salvation. All parents, that may be declared in the sacrament of holy baptism. Oh, to be sure, the water declares that we are unclean, that we need to be washed, that we are black and filthy. But now that water points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the Father has sent His Son into the world, that He has shed His blood, that He was willing to suffer and die, that there may be sons and daughters, that they may be born again, that they may be cleansed, that they may be washed, that they may be given to glorify the Lord. Oh, have you sent up many prayers to the Lord for that one thing needful? Because, parents, we are only stewards, and we do not know how long the past summer, that it has pleased the Lord to take three young children out of this time they were brought into eternity. And on Thursday, we have stood on the cemetery to bury a 19-year-old daughter. Ah, then there is one thing needful for us and our children. There is only a step between us and death. And then you have promised to do your utmost when these children, when they come to years of discretion, to instruct them in that aforesaid doctrine. Ah, that is a solemn oath, parents, and that oath must be included when there are things that are not according to God's word, that they may become so. And then, who is sufficient unto these things and to that end, parents? Then I hope that after the sacrament of holy baptism, that you are not finished. Ah, may it be a beginning, and that oath, that it may weigh so heavy, that as father and mother, together with your family circles, that you may be much on your knees. And then who is sufficient unto these things but I read in James 1 verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Oh, to be given, to instruct our children, O parents, we cannot convert them. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, but the Lord uses means, and may you be given in a simple way. In the busyness of life, our parents, those are hours well spent. And not only to instruct in all simplicity, accompanied with unceasing prayer and with an example, that our children may see that father and mother, that they truly believe what is written in the Word of God. No, not perfect parents. There are none, no perfect office bearers. But that our children, that they may see that sincerity. Oh, what a blessing it is when little children, when there are times that they may find their parents crying unto the Lord. Oh, in former generations, how often it has happened that a boy or girl has walked past their room and that they heard one of their parents praying out loud and that they have heard their name mentioned. I hope, parents, that your children, that you may lay them before the Lord individually by name, because they all need the same. Grandparents and great-grandparents, then also a special morning hour for you. Then your blessings have been increased. What a privilege and a blessing it is that you may see your seed receive the sign and the seal of the covenant. Oh, when we become older, then there shall also be a last time. But what a privilege and a blessing it is when there may be grandparents and great-grandparents that may receive special exercises and a special prayer, perhaps a promise for their seed. If we think of Father Jacob when he was old, then Joseph, when he heard that his father was not doing so well, then he has brought his two boys, Manasseh and Ephraim, to his father Jacob. And then Jacob, in a spirit of prophecy, then he was given to bless and to speak of the future of those boys. Congregation, then by renewal, at least the part of the congregation when the Lord grants it, then in the coming weeks, then the whole congregation shall be enabled to witness the sacrament of holy baptism by renewal. How is it with our oath? Are we a separate people? And then finally, is there now a need for the sacrament, O souls that are tossed to and fro, souls that have many riddles, souls that are burdened with their sins? Oh, then with the sacrament it shall be declared, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. May it please the Lord to grant his blessing. We ask the congregation now, while the children are being brought in, to sing of Psalter 425, the sixth stanza. The Lord his covenant people planted in lands of nations, which he granted, and what follows. 425, the sixth stanza. Miles Anthony, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Tiffany Niska, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Madeline Katharina, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Cornelius Johann, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Juliana Nicole, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Davy Ryan, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Bennett Hendrick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only Teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 215, the stanzas 3 through 6. We will not from their children hide Jehovah's worthy praise, but tell the greatness of His strength, His wondrous works and ways, and what follows. 215, the stanzas 3 through 6. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Numbers 13, the verses 30, 31, and 32. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. Our text words speak of the good report of Caleb and Joshua concerning the promised land. With four thoughts in the first place, after a diligent search of the land. In the second place, displaying the tasteful fruits of the land. In the third place, in opposition to a contrary report of the land, and in the fourth place, encouraging the people to conquer the land. The good report of Caleb and Joshua concerning the promised land. After a diligent search of the land, displaying the tasteful fruits of the land in opposition to a contrary report of the land and encouraging the people to conquer the land. A beloved congregation, then in our text words, in our chapter, then the children of Israel, they have come to Kadesh Barnea on the southern border of the promised land. They have dwelt a little more than a year on Mount Sinai, by renewal have celebrated the Passover, and then they have traveled northward to the promised land. Then we can understand that it was not so easy and so simple for the children of Israel. If we think of the months that lie behind, then it has not always been so easy for parents and for children to dwell in their tents under the speaking of the Lord. If we think of the children of Israel encamped around the tabernacle in their tents in the wilderness, must have not been so easy for fathers and mothers and for children. But then for the children of Israel, it was traveling through the wilderness with an expectation and with a hope that soon they would come in that promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. What is our hope and our expectation, congregation, parents? Where is our journey to? And now we read in this chapter, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And that is indifference to what we read in Deuteronomy 1, beginning with verse 22. There we read that the children of Israel, the people, they have come to Moses, and they have asked him whether they could search out the land or whether they must go. And then it is implied that Moses, we read that in Deuteronomy 22, that the saying pleased me well. Undoubtedly, Moses has laid that request before the Lord, and so the Lord has given permission that that land may be spied out. It was in the midst of the summer months, because we read that they have left Mount Sinai on the 20th of the second month, that is our May. And in this chapter we read specifically, it was the time of the first ripe grapes, and that was from the end of July to the beginning of September. So undoubtedly the spies, they have left approximately this time of year to spy out the land. Then the question could be asked, was it now right and proper of the children of Israel to ask that that promised land may be spied out? And Moses was well pleased with that request. And so in this chapter we even read that the Lord has commanded Moses that those spies may be sent out. Then it is such a narrow way. Oh, the Lord has promised unto Moses and unto the children of Israel that by his almighty hand, oh, they have seen his wonders, that with an outstretched arm, that they were brought out of the land of bondage, that the Red Sea was cloven asunder. Then the Lord has supplied them with manna from heaven, and the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire has went before them. Oh, they had visible manifestations of an almighty and a wonder-doing God. And is there then anything too wonderful for the Lord? Oh, shall the Lord then say it and not do it? Shall the Lord then promise to the children of Israel that land flowing with milk and honey, and shall he not give them possession of it? But now it is such a narrow line. Oh, to be given to believe in the promise of the Lord, but that does not mean that faith shall not use lawful means. And to that end, there were those of the children of Israel that have asked whether they could search out the land to see the cities and the people and the land, because they said whether we go to possess it. But it can lie so close. Oh, when our own reasoning comes into the foreground, then it goes amiss. Oh, we have other examples. Think of Joshua in Joshua 2, that they have sent the spies to Jericho to view that city. In Joshua 7, with the city of Ai, then spies have also been sent. Thus it lies so close together to also use the means, when it may be in the way of true saving faith, and to believe in God that he shall fulfill his promise. But when it is in the way of distrust, over anxious anxiety, and in the way of unbelief, do we not read in Romans 14, verse 23, what is not of faith, that is sin? And when we consider these 12 spies, then we may be sure that the tribes that Moses has chosen, well, men that had a special place, special gifts, special courage to on behalf of each tribe. We do not read of the tribe of Levi. Why was that? Because Levi would not receive a portion of land, they would only receive cities, but there were only also 12 spies. Our children know why. Because the tribe of Joseph has received two portions, a portion for Manasseh and a portion for Ephraim. And now concerning that command, then also when we read the instruction, oh, then we see, parents, how we need the Lord's help each time by renewal, every day, with the instruction of our children, and that we also ask the Lord to guide our thoughts and our words. James has written in James 3, verse 2, that in many things we offend all, and if any man offend not in words, he is a perfect man. And even when we read the instructions of Moses, we shall read them and then listen closely. What do we now find in that instruction of Moses? And what is also missing? That we find in verse 17, 18 through 20. And see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad. And what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. What do we read? Have you heard a word five times? Whether. It is true. They had to search out that land. But has the Lord not promised that it was a good land? A land flowing with milk and honey? And now Moses, with a specific instruction to those 12 spies, then they had to search out the land with five weathers. And it is true. Moses has added at the end, and be of good courage and bring of the fruit of the land. What is now missing in that instruction? And oh, let us not cast stones, congregation. How often in the life of parents, in the life of office bearers, you can multiply it out when we speak even to worldly people, and that afterwards we think, what a beautiful opportunity I had to speak of the things of the Lord. And also, could have I not spoken more highly of the Lord, that we leave such lost opportunities. Thus, we have no stones to throw at Moses. But Moses, in that instruction, whose name is not mentioned, boys and girls, have you heard it? Moses has not mentioned the name of the Lord. Oh, Moses has not said, oh, spies, we have such a good and such a mighty and such a faithful God. The land is already ours by promise, but we are called to possess it. Thus, in that way, we must take diligence that we may see the best place to enter the land for us and our children. But, O spies, fear not, because the land is ours by promise. And that great God, you see the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire, and the manna, Then he shall also take care of you in the midst of the enemies. That we do not find in that instruction by renewal. We have knowledge of ourselves, O parents, how necessary to ask when our children become older that the Lord grants those special opportunities, those special occasions, also the past months. Then what special opportunities the Lord has given to speak to your children. Undoubtedly, they had many questions concerning the virus upon this earth. Then what a beautiful opportunity do you had that the Lord is punishing the inhabitants of the earth, the churches, but also that we have a great God and that little virus that can only come forward and affect us by divine permission. The Lord has everything in his hands. And now those spies, 12 spies, Cades Barnea, the south of the land, then they have left the encampment. What a parting that must have been for the families, but also for the children of Israel. Then we hope that in that encampment every day, that in the family circles, also fitting fathers as head of the household, that in your prayers, that they are specific concerning your family, when there's a child, husband, wife, special needs, but also in the congregation, that those needs are specifically mentioned. When there is a sick child may hear it, laid at the throne of grace, oh, then surely it is true. True prayer has to be given. But I read of Paul that he has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14 and 15 that he will pray with the understanding and with the spirit. And then they have left that promised land. And then that encampment, you can understand boys and girls, that many times they have asked their father and mother, when do you think that the spies will return to tell us about that promised land? When we consider the land of Canaan, there are many types in the Bible. And then oftentimes the land of Canaan, the wilderness, that is a type of our life here below. Not so easy, many difficulties, many trials. Although in the wilderness, the children of Israel, oh, what a blessing, parents, it is to be under the external administration of the covenant. Because the children of Israel, they were the only people upon the earth that had that pillar of cloud and that pillar of fire. No other nation. The children of Israel were the only people that received manna 6 days a week. The children of Israel, they were the only people where they had a revelation of God on Mount Sinai. Many laws given, much instruction, but also the sacrifices, it is true. The heathens, they also had sacrifices. Sometimes they even sacrificed their boys and girls. But they did not have the knowledge that those sacrifices, that they pointed to the precious sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Balaam, when he stood on a hill, and when he beheld the tabernacle with the encampment of the children of Israel, with that pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, then he has exclaimed in Numbers 24, verse 5, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Thus what a privilege and what a blessing it is on this wilderness journey to be under the external administration of the covenant, young my young friends, I hope that that may be deeply impressed upon your hearts. And that is where the Lord has especially promised to gather His church by word and by spirit. But many times when we consider the wilderness journey and the River Jordan and then the land of Canaan, John Bunyan in his Pilgrim's Progress, he has used the same type. And then Canaan, that is a type of heaven. But of course it is not a perfect type. Because in Canaan, many battles would have to be fought. There were those giants. There were those difficulties, it is true. A land flowing with milk and honey. Thus in this morning, also in respect to the sacrament of holy baptism, because parents, maybe already you have drawn a few lines because we must think along. Because the spies, they were sent to the land of Canaan and they were called upon to bring back a report. And you have promised in this morning to instruct your children. Then you also shall bring a report, positive or negative, concerning the service of the Lord. And therefore in this morning, then we consider the land of Canaan typifying the blessed service of the Lord. It is true, in that service, battles shall have to be fought, great battles, those giants, that triple-headed enemy. Thus then we consider the report from the land of Canaan concerning the service of the Lord, whether it is a good service or whether it is a bad service. And now the spies, they have left the encampment. First they have come to the southern part, and that was a desert land. Must have been a little discouraging for the spies, and that they must have spoke to one another, because not so much precipitation has fallen on that southern part that was south of Hebron, and that they said, is this now the promised land? But then they continued north, because they have went from the south to the north, and then they have returned to the south to come back in that encampment. So they had to search the whole land. As parents, do you hear it? To search the whole Bible, from Genesis through to Revelations. They have come to Hebron. That was the place where Abram has also dwelt. Read it in the last verse of Genesis 13. Have went northward, Jerusalem. Have went to the Lebanon, to the north, perhaps where Dan has later dwelt, the source of the Jordan River, and then they have returned. They have looked very closely, spoken to one another. Oh, undoubtedly, in the hearts of those spies, when they have seen the blessings that they have beheld in that land, that they had a burning desire to return to the encampment of Israel and declare unto them what a fruitful land that it was, that the hearts of the encampment in the children of Israel, all for fathers and mothers, but also for the children, that they may be encouraged, that they may go up to possess that land. And then on the way back, they have come through the valley of Eshcol. That is close to Hebron, a special reminder for the spies, because close to Hebron, we read in Genesis 23, when Abram has lost his dear wife, then he has bought a burial place, Machpelah. There Sarah was buried, Isaac and his wife, Jacob and Leah. Thus there they have seen those tombs are in the vicinity. Their thoughts have multiplied. And then boys and girls by Hebron in that valley of Eshcol. what have they gathered? Then they have gathered many precious fruits. And now to bring it over, parents, to the sacrament of holy baptism, now you may also resemble those spies. Not to search another country, but to search the Word of God. As I read in John 5, verse 39, search the Scriptures, for they are they which testify of me, and in them ye think ye have eternal life. And then to search that word prayerfully and diligently, because for the spies to bring a report, they had to search the whole land. They had not just crossed the border for 5 miles and then came back. They have searched the land from south to north. And they have viewed it very carefully, tried to retain it in their memory, what they have seen. Our memory has also received a great blow in paradise, especially when it concerns good things. Seems evil things we remember evilly, how deeply we have fallen. But now concerning those spies, they have seen many wonderful and amazing things, also difficulties. But now concerning us and our children, when we consider the Word of God, oh, it is declared our deep fall, the giants, those three sons of Enoch, that triple-headed enemy, our flesh, the world, and the devil. But now we have said that they have also come through Hebron, the cave of Machpelah, where there were those tombs of their forefathers, all reminded them of the promise which the Lord has given unto them, that this whole land of Canaan, that it would become their possession. But when we search the land, then we read it as true. The day that thou eatest thereof, thou must surely die. But when we think of that cave of Machpelah, oh, then in the Scriptures we read of another tomb. And before that tomb, then what precious things we read. The three G's, Gethsemane, Gabbatha, and Golgotha. There we read a way for us and our children to be saved. And then in the Word of God, not only that he was laid in the tomb for those spies, then the bones of the patriarchs, they were still in those tombs. But now in the Scriptures, we read of that empty tomb, all where it was declared on the day of the resurrection that the Lord is risen indeed. Thus what precious things are written in the Word of God. And now concerning that report, we shall close, Lord willing. Sacrament of baptism hopes to be administered on the coming Lord's Day. Then we hope to continue with that report. But then already, parents, oh, you have much to think about and then to examine, because we hope to hear that not all the spies, that they brought the same report. There were two that have brought a very good report, but there were 10 that have brought an evil report. As parents, then you have much to think about. Oh, what do we need now? We need the precious work of the Holy Spirit, that it may become true in our life. that we may be given to taste. The Lord willing, next week we hope to hear of those fruits. Oh, to be given to taste of them, and then with the desire that our children may partake of the same, because people, when the Lord works, and when we may taste of the good things of the Lord, then it becomes our desire. Then the prayer shall be multiplied. That all people, then it shall be what we read in our text. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of those spies that were sent out and that were called to bring a report. May we be given to all examine our hearts and what report we bring of the service of the Lord. Lord, then we have heard of a Caleb, there was another spirit in him. And also of a Joshua, they were given unto the God who was promised them that blessed land. Lord, then by renewal we commend these parents unto thee. O grant thy spirit, that they may be found as Caleb and as a Joshua, and to bring a good report of the promised land by renewal. We commend unto thee those infants that may leave thy house with the name of a triune God upon their head, and the sign and the seal of the covenant. Lord, wilt thou do for them what is signified therein? They may be enrolled in the registers of the church. We need to be written in the book of the Lamb. Lord, remember the congregation in the furtherance of this Lord's day. Gather them by renewal in this afternoon and in this evening around about thy holy word. Wilt thou help and remember the brother elders? May their eyes be upon thee. May there be many errands in hers. Grant also thy help when we hope to serve in other congregation. It all awaits for thy blessing. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 304, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. His saints delight to search and trace his mighty works and wondrous ways. Majestic glory, boundless grace, and righteousness his work displays. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The second wedding announcement of Hendrik, Oscom, and Chelsea Roseanne Vandenberg. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, July 31 at 11 o'clock a.m. with Reverend E.C. Adams officiating. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 304, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.